Thank you. Thank you so much, Farlim Church, for that beautiful number.
我们谢谢法林教会给我们呈现的美丽的一首诗歌。
Good morning, everyone.
大家早上好。
Are you happy today?
今天你快乐吗?
I'm happy as well.
我也很快乐。
But I'm feeling a little sad.
但是有一点点掺杂的伤感。
I think you know why.
我相信你也知道为什么。
We have come to the last day of this beautiful AYC.
因为我们已经来到了这一场青年大会的最后一天。
And that's why I like heaven, because there is no end. It's for all eternity. We're going to have fellowship. We're going to rejoice in the presence of Jesus and in the presence of one another.
这就是为什么我盼望天国的原因，因为在那里呢，在永恒的岁月中，我们不再分离，能够常常的在一起。I've
been truly blessed to be a part of AYC, and I've been blessed by the messages of Pastor Cody, by the singing, and by the fellowship, and so many testimonies, the devotions. I've been really blessed being here.
我来到这里呢，得到了很大的福气，听到了很多的美好的信息，我真的感觉到非常的有福。And
if you have been blessed as well by the messages and the things that you have learned, it is our God-given duty to share the blessings with others.
如果你也感觉到你得到了同样的福气的话，那么这是我们的责任，应该要把它分享出去给别人。If
you have learned things that you have never learned before, share it with others who have not known it yet.
如果你学习到了你从前所还没学习过的东西的话，那么与其他的人分享。
You know how I learned my Bible? I started to share the little that I knew, and God kept giving more and more.
你知道我怎么样学习圣经的吗？就是我把所知道的一点点分赠出去。 然后呢，上帝就给我更多。
The promise of God is give, and it shall be given unto you. He that watereth shall be watered himself.
上帝给我们的应许就是，你给别人，你就会得到更多；那个浇灌别人的，也会被浇灌。So
let not this experience at this AYC just be a little time of rejoicing here, but go out and share it with others, because they are waiting as well to listen to the messages that you have received.
因此呢，希望这个快乐的时光不只是单单在这一个营会里面你所学习的东西呢，可以跟别人分享。
Would we like to do that? Would we like to do that?
你愿意这么做吗？
Amen. Shall we pray and ask God to bless us this morning as we study His Word again?
让我们一起来祈求上帝与我们同在。
Our gracious and holy Father, what a privilege it is to listen to your word again.
充满恩慈与神圣的上帝，我们能够再次听到你的话，是我们的荣幸和特权。
Dear Father, I have nothing to give except you give it to me.
我没有任何东西可以分享，除非你能够给我。
The little that I have to share this morning, I want to place it in your hands like the five loaves and two fishes. Bless it and multiply it.
我所有的那一点点的，今天要跟大家分享的，就好像五个饼和两条鱼，我能够把它交在你的手里。Give
us a simple and clear understanding of the power of your resurrection.
求您给我们个简单而同时又非常有能力的了解有关你复活的大能。In
Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen. Amen.
Welcome to the series of That I May Know Him.
再次的欢迎大家来到使我认识他的这个系列。And
my subject, our key text, is taken from Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10.
而我们的经文呢，是在腓立比书第三章第十节。That
I may know Him.
使我认识基督。
And the power of His resurrection.
晓得他复活的大能,
and the fellowship of His suffering.
并且晓得和他一同受苦,
being made conformable unto His death.
效法他的死。
And my subject today is entitled Knowing the Power of His Resurrection.
今天我的题目是晓得他复活的大能。
When the Lord Jesus died, the Bible says there was a massive earthquake.
当耶稣死的时候，圣经告诉我们，那时发生了大地震。
That earthquake was so powerful that rock pieces were flying all over Helter Skelter.
当时的地震非常的严重，那些大石啊、磐石呢，都到处的飞。
Only the Gospel of Matthew captures this scene for us in Matthew chapter 27.
只有马太福音里面呢，给我们描述了这个景象，在马太福音27章。
It says, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent.
突然地也震动，磐石也崩裂。
And the graves were opened.
坟墓也开了。
And many bodies of the saints which slept arose.
已睡圣徒的身体多有起来的。
And they came out of their graves after his resurrection.
到耶稣复活以后，他们从坟墓里出来。
And they went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
进了圣城，向许多人显现。
This is quite fascinating.
这是非常让人觉得有趣而且惊讶的。
In the Bible times, people were not buried as we commonly bury the dead today.
在圣经的时代呢，他们埋葬死人呢，并不像我们现在的埋葬方法。
I'm not sure how it is in certain parts of the world, but I know in most parts of the world, they bury the dead underground in the mud.
我不知道在每一个不同地方有不同的方法，可是大多数的都是把死人埋到地下。
But in the Bible times, the dead were put into the sepulchre, into the tomb.
可是呢，在耶稣的时代呢，他们却是把死人的身体呢放到这个洞里去的坟洞里的坟墓。
And normally the sepulchres would be connected to the mountain.
而且呢，这些坟墓其实是在山里面凿出来的。
And a big rock or a huge stone would be placed at the mouth of the sepulcher.
而这个石洞呢的门口就会放个大石头。
The graves of Lazarus and Jesus were of this kind.
拉撒路和耶稣他们的坟墓都是这一种样式的。
They were put in the sepulchre and a huge piece of rock or stone was placed at the entrance.
他们就被放到这凿出来的石洞坟墓里面，然后门口呢就用大石头盖着。
So when Jesus breathed his last, there was a massive earthquake and the rocks rent.
当耶稣断气了之后呢，发生了大地震，那个时候磐石也崩裂了。
This earthquake was basically to open the graves of many saints that slept.
这个大地震主要就是要把那些很多死去人的那些坟墓门口的磐石呢震裂。
Just 1 week before Jesus' death,There was the triumphal entry into Jerusalem.
在耶稣死之前一个星期，那个时候有一次胜利的游行。
And everybody thought that Jesus is going to take the throne of David.
很多人呢以为耶稣当时要坐上大卫的王位。
People spread their garments on the way.
人们呢就把衣服铺在地上。
They had palm leaves in their hands.
手上拿着橄榄枝。
And they started singing praises.
拿着棕树枝，然后口里唱着赞美的诗歌。
Luke chapter 19:34 onwards.
在路加福音十九章那里。
And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of Mount Olives,
将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，
the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and to praise God.
众门徒因所见过的一切异能都欢乐起来，大声赞美上帝，说。
With a loud voice for all the mighty works that had been seen.
因为他们看见的异能都欢乐起来，大声赞美上帝。
Saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord.
说奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。
You remember when Jesus was born, the angels sang glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill towards men.
你们记得吗？当耶稣出生的时候，天使们的诗歌唱的是荣耀归于至高的上帝，而地上平安归于地上的人。
And the disciples and the multitudes were echoing the words of the angels and also the prophecy of the Old Testament.
而这些门徒们所唱的呢，就是跟随着以前呢天使所唱的，还有跟着圣经里面的预言。
And then the Bible continues, and some of the Pharisees, which were among the multitudes, said unto him.
然后接下来呢，圣经又记录说。众人中有几个法利赛人对耶稣说
Master, rebuke thy disciples.
夫子责备你的门徒吧。
And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out.
耶稣说，我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
They feared the popularity of Jesus.
他们害怕耶稣越来越受欢迎。
Jesus was reaching the height of his popularity when he was entering Jerusalem.
当耶稣以胜利的姿势进入耶路撒冷的时候，当时他受欢迎的程度达到了顶点。
Everybody believed that Jesus might now declare himself as king.
很多人都相信当时耶稣要自称为王了。
And immediately they decided they need toplot something out to stop a big threat to their nation.
他们历史就觉得他们必须要把这个威胁他们国度的这个障碍呢除去。
They wasted time no longer. They got together and they found a friend in Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus to death.
他们立刻就不浪费任何的时间，找到了耶稣的门徒犹大，然后收买了他来出卖耶稣。
They wanted forever to silence his name on the lips of people.
他们要完全的让人们不敢再提这个人的名字。
They thought they did it.
他们以为他们成功了。
They didn't foresee a resurrection coming.
他们没有看见有复活的可能。
Well, beloved, every knee shall one day bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father.
每一双膝都要跪拜耶稣，每一张口都要赞美他的名，荣耀归于天父的名。
The devil can't stop that.
就算是魔鬼也不能够阻止。
It will happen very soon.
因为很快的这就要发生。
And finally, these people bribed the mob and the same people who were saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, with the same lips are now crying out, Crucify him, crucify him.
这些被收买的群众同样的那一些口呼喊说何塞纳归于大卫的子孙的同样的口反过来说钉他十字架。
His own disciples did not have courage to be with him at the most crucial time.
在最关键的时刻他自己的门徒都不敢跟他站在一起。
His closest disciple who said, I am ready, master, to go with you to prison and to death is the one betraying him, denying him under oath, and he is the one who tells everybody, come on, let's run away from here.
他所心爱的门徒就是那一个自称说主啊我愿意跟着你下监牢赴死的人呢却三次否认了他，而且呢，招呼其他的门徒们一同逃跑。
The men had no courage to follow the Son of Man.
男人呢，他们没有这个勇气跟随这人子耶稣。
Women displayed more courage at this point of time.
在这样的时刻，女人反而更加有勇气了。
But even they kept a distance, but they were still following him.
就算是他们紧紧的跟随，他们跟随着耶稣到固楼地区，可是他们也是保持一个距离。
The Bible says in Mark 15:40, there were also women looking on afar off.
在马可福音圣经告诉我们，还有一些妇女远远的观看。
Only two people, beloved, only two people acknowledged the divinity of Jesus while he was hanging on the cross, dying for the sins of the world.
当耶稣被关在十字架上为这世界的罪而死的时候只有两个人承认了他。
One was a thief, his companion in death.
其中一个就是跟他一同受死的强盗。
He was convinced by the power of the Holy Spirit that the one hanging next to him is indeed Jesus, the Son of God.
他被圣灵所感动，确切的认识到跟他同样挂在十字架上的一位的确是上帝的儿子。
Probably he heard Jesus' messages before.
可能他听过耶稣的信息。
He saw the mighty miracles of Jesus.
而且看过耶稣所行的神迹。
And he was convinced that he was the Son of God.
而且他非常的确信他就是上帝的儿子。
But somehow he was misled by the religious leaders.
可是他却被那些宗教领袖们呢所引
诱。He wanted to give his heart to Jesus, but these people, religious men, they were a barricade to his faith.
他想要将他的心献给耶稣，可是呢，他却来不及这么做。
And God gave him an opportunity to meet Jesus again in a very mysterious place at a mysterious circumstance.
可是上帝又给了他另外的一个机会，让他能够重新的遇见耶稣，在这神秘的地方，神秘的场面。
And the Holy Spirit starts working upon his heart, and he realizes that is the Lamb of God.
圣灵再次在他心中工作，然后他突然意识到，这位在他旁边的就是上帝的羔羊。
And he repents within, and he looks at Jesus, and he said, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom."
当他的心里面悔改的时候，他就对着耶稣说：“主啊，当你的国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
No one called him Lord at this point of time except a thief.
在这样的一个时刻，没有一个人称呼耶稣为主，除了那位强盗。
Everybody mocked him when he said he was a king, but he said, "When you come in your kingdom, remember me, Lord."
每一个人呢，当他自称是王的时候，每一个人都侮辱他、取笑他，只有这个强盗说。主啊，当你的国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
All the others were so scared around there, they would not utter any word.
周围的人都心里非常害怕，一句话都不敢说。
But this man has nothing to fear.
可是这一个人没有什么好惧怕的。
He's already condemned to death.
因为他已经被判了死刑。
What more the priest could do?
他大祭司还能够对他做什么呢？
And he doesn't fear any of them anymore.
他对他们也不再有任何的恐惧了。
Lord,
他说主啊，
You are my Lord.
你是我的主。
You are the King.
你是王。
Remember me when you come, please.
所以当你来临的时候，求你记得我。
And the other person who acknowledged the divinity of Jesus was a Roman soldier, the centurion.
而另外一个承认耶稣的，这就是那罗马的百夫长。
When he saw the things, the 3 hours of darkness, the mighty earthquake, he was convinced that this man was no ordinary man, and he said, "Surely this is the Son of God."
当他看见了全地的黑暗和所发生的地震，他就确信了这一个人挂在十字架上的就是上帝的儿子。
A heathen could see that Jesus was the Son of God while the whole religious nation couldn't see it.
这个外邦人他都能够认识到这是上帝的儿子，可是整个宗教界的犹太人都不认识。
And the scribes and the Pharisees could not do anything to him because he's an outsider. He's a Roman centurion there too. He didn't care for them.
文士和法利赛人也不能拿他怎么办，因为他并不是犹太人，而是他是外邦人。
Even on Sunday evening after Jesus was resurrected, the disciples knew he was resurrected. They were so scared. They were in their rooms locked up inside.
就算是在星期天的傍晚，那个时候他们已经门徒们已经知道耶稣复活了，可是他们还是害怕的把门都锁起来了。
Because the leaders of the country threatened that anyone who pronounces the name of Jesus would be killed as well as Jesus was.
因为当时的他们的国家的领袖呢，告诉他们任何人提起耶稣的名字呢，必然要受死。
John chapter 20 verse 19, the Bible says,
在约翰福音第20章19节，圣经这么告诉我们。
Then the same day at even being the first day of the week,
就是七日的第一日晚上。
When the doors were shut,
门徒所在的地方
门都关了。Where the disciples were assembled for the fear of the Jews.
门徒们惧怕犹太人，把门都关了。
I understand if they lock themselves Friday evening or Saturday evening, but this is Sunday evening. They know that Jesus is risen, and still they are so scared for the fear of the Jews.
你可以想象，我能够明白，如果是在星期五受难日晚上，或星期六晚上，我能够明白。可是，在七日第一日的晚上，他们反倒把门都关了。
Jesus said a week earlier that if the living do not confess, the stones will get up and shout aloud.
耶稣在一个星期前就预言了，他说，如果是活人呢？他们不愿意开口的话，石头也要呼叫起来。
And indeed, the stones from the rock flew all over, testifying that Jesus is the Son of God, the Messiah.
确实的，石头呢，也因为地震到处的飞舞，要宣告说这的确是弥赛亚。
And many of the dead saints came out of the grave that Sunday morning, testifying that Jesus is the resurrection and the life.
在那一天星期日的早上呢，很多圣徒们，死去的圣徒们复活起来了。
Matthew 27:53, and they came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
这许多的圣徒到耶稣复活以后，从坟墓里出来，进了圣城，向许多人显现。
The names of the ones who were resurrected are not given here.
在圣经里面没有告诉我们那些复活的人是谁。
And it doesn't say that all who died in Jesus were resurrected. It says many of the saints arose.
他也没有告诉我们说所有在主里死了的人都复活了。这里只说到有许多人复活。
Peter tells us about one name who is still in the grave.
彼得告诉我们，有一个人，至少一个人，他还在坟墓里面。
On Pentecost day, Peter says in Acts chapter 2:29-34, "Men and brethren, let me freely speak to you about the patriarch David."
在五旬节的时候，彼得呢，在使徒行传里面记载，他说：“弟兄们，先祖大卫的死，是我可以明明的对你们说。”
that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day.
他死了也葬埋了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。
For David is not yet ascended to the heavens.
大卫并没有升到天上。
So we know one person who did not get up that Sunday morning is King David.
我们都知道在那一个星期日早晨呢，没有复活的人，其中一位就是大卫。
But many of the saints that slept arose.
但是有很多圣徒们呢，那些死去的圣徒们，他们复活了。
The spirit of prophecy gives us some light on this.
预言之灵呢，它给我们了一些亮光。
Ellen White in Desire of Ages writes,
在历代愿望81章，怀伦这么写。
They were those who had been co-laborers with God.
这些人生前与上帝同工。
And at the cost of their lives had borne testimony to the truth.
成为真理做见证而丧失生命。
Now they were to be witnesses for him who had raised them from the dead.
如今他们又要为那使他们从死里复活的基督做见证。
So the ones who were risen were the ones who gave their lives for the truth.
所以呢，那些复活的人就是他们为真理而丧失的生命。
Not the ones who died a natural death at old age, but those who died as martyrs were risen.
并不是那些年老病死的，而是那些为主殉道的人。
Like Jesus gave his life for humanity, these people gave their lives for Jesus and their truth. These were the ones who were resurrected.
就好像耶稣呢为人类而死，这些人为了耶稣的真理而死。
Listen to one more statement from the pen of inspiration.
让我们来看看另一段预言之灵所写的。
From early writings.Those favored risen saints came forth glorified.
在早期著作这里说到，那些蒙爱的圣徒们以荣耀的身体复活。
They were chosen and holy ones of every age.
他们是历代以来被拣选的圣徒。
From creation down to the days of Christ.
从创世来一直到基督的时代。
These risen ones differed in stature and in form.
这些复活的信徒们呢，有不同的身量和模样。
Some being more noble in appearance than the others.
有些看来比别人英伟。
So the martyrs who were resurrected during the resurrection of Jesus were the ones who died for Jesus as from creation time till Jesus' time.
跟耶稣一同复活的这一些人呢，是从历代以来，就是从创世以来，直到耶稣的时代呢，所死去的那些圣徒。
From every age, God had chosen some groups of people.
他们都是殉道者，每一个阶段，每一个时代，上帝都有拣选了一些人。
Now, do you remember a saint recorded in the Bible who laid down his life during the creation time?
在大约创造的时代呢，有一位圣徒，他为了真理而死的。
In the fourth chapter of Genesis, there is somebody who laid down his life for the truth.
在创世纪第四章那里说到，有人为真理而牺牲了生命。
Abel is the first martyr.
亚伯是第一位殉道者。
And Sister White says, from creation down to the days of Christ.
怀伦告诉我们，是从创世以来直到基督的时代。
Do you know somebody during the days of Christ who died for the truth?
你知道在耶稣的时代有谁为真理而死的吗？
John the Baptist.
施洗约翰。
From creation time till the time of Christ, God raised the people up from every age during that Sunday morning.
在那星期日的早晨呢，上帝他把那些各代这四代以来的殉道者呢，把他们从坟墓里唤醒。
I believe based on these texts that Abel, the first martyr, would have been risen, and John the Baptist, who was the last one during the time of Christ, would have been risen along with multitudes of people between these two great martyrs for Jesus.
我相信根据这里的记载呢，很有可能的就是从创世以来的，从亚伯开始。知道耶稣的时代的施洗约翰，他们好多人都被耶稣唤醒复活了。
Now King David did not die as a martyr for Jesus, and that's why he's still in the grave.
大卫王呢，他并没有为耶稣的真理而死，因此他如今还在坟墓里。
But he will get up in the final resurrection.
但是他必然在最后的那一个复活里面复活起来。
And we are told that these people who were risen differed in stature and in form.
而且呢，圣经的这个预言真理告诉我们呢，这些人的身量和模样呢都不一样。
Because the ones who lived before the flood were all huge people.
因为我们知道，在洪水以前活着的人呢，他们都是非常高大的。
They were two or three times our size.
可能是我们身材的两三倍。
You know, that is reaching the ceiling.
就到达这天花板。
Before the flood, the Bible says there were giants in the earth in those days.
圣经告诉我们，在洪水以前呢，世上那时候世上有伟人，
so、
就是很高的人。
Can you imagine that Sunday morning there were so many people before the flood who were giants risen, and so many after the flood who were smaller in stature?
你可以想象在那星期日早晨有许多的人呢，他们在洪水之前就活着的那一些人，他们非常的高大，然后还有洪水以后的那些比较矮小的人，他们从坟墓里面出来。
Matthew records, and they came out of their graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many.
马太福音告诉我们，他们复活从坟墓里出来了以后，就进入了耶路撒冷城，向许多人显现。
Can you imagine these giants before the flood, 12 feet, 15 feet, probably 18 feet, walking the streets of Jerusalem?
你可以想象这些洪水以前的人呢，他们12尺、15尺那么高的走在耶路撒冷的街道上。
And people are wondering, who are these aliens?
人们会以很奇怪的看这些是从哪来的外星人呢？
Not just one or two.
不是一两个。
All those who gave their lives for Jesus before the flood, all of them got up huge, walking the streets of Jerusalem. They appeared unto many.
那一些呢，在洪水之前把他们的生命为真理、为耶稣而舍弃的呢，他们不是一两个，而是很多人的这么一整群的走在街道上。
And after the flood, there were people who were decreasing in stature. All have sinned and come short, the Bible says.
然后呢，在洪水以后呢，人们就开始长得越来越矮了。
Now it doesn't mean that shorter you are, the bigger sinner you are now.
这并不是说你越矮的话，你就是越大的罪人。
No, I'm not so short.
这并不是这样，我并不是那么矮。
But you see the wonderful testimony that happened that Sunday morning and for 40 days after that.
你可以想象那个星期日早晨那么大最伟大的一个见证，而且呢这见证持续了40天的时间。
They came forth from the grave glorified.
他们从坟墓里出世，与荣耀的身体出现。
They received immortality.
他们已经得到了永远的生
命。 They wouldn't die again as Lazarus and Jairus' daughter died.
他们不会再死，不像拉撒路这样再死去。
Forever they would be alive.
因为他们要永远的活着。
But 40 days they're going to preach.
四十天的时间，他们到
城市里宣讲，
在这个城市里面的每一个人向他们宣讲。
And the priests and all the people can't kill them because they're glorified.
而那些祭司们呢，都不能把这些人杀死，因为他们都不死了。
And they were going everywhere and saying, Jesus is the Messiah. He is the resurrection and the life.
他们到处去向人宣讲，说耶稣就是弥赛亚。他说他就是复活和生命。
Imagine,
你可以想象吗
？What Jerusalem would have been in those 40 days?
那四十天的耶路撒冷城是何等的景况
？In the parable of the rich man and Lazarus,
那个富人和拉撒路的这个比喻里面
，we see the rich man represented the Jewish community.
这个富有的人呢，他代表的是犹太人。
And the rich man tells Abraham in the parable, if one rose from the dead, we will believe.
这个富有的人呢，就告诉比喻里面的亚伯拉罕说，如果有人从死里复活来告诉的我们的话，我们会相信。
And here that Sunday morning, not just one rose from the dead, so many rose from the dead, and they still did not believe.
你可以想象那个星期日的早上呢，不是一个人从死里复活，而是很多人从死里复活，可是他们还是不相信。
Because if the heart is hardened by sin, even if God comes down, people will not believe.
因为如果我们的心呢，心灵被罪恶所刚硬了，那么就算是上帝从天上降下来，也没有人相信。
Yes, that's what they said in Luke 16:30.
就在路加福音第十六章30节这里说
But nothing can convince someone if the word of God cannot convince them.
如果上帝的话呢并不能说服这个人的话，那么没有其他的人，没有其他的东西可以说服这个人了。
All these multitudes of saints, they appeared unto everyone witnessing the stones were crying out. These came out from the stones. While...
这些呢，从坟墓里出来的人到处去宣讲，甚至是石头也要呼叫起来。
While Jesus chose to spend time with the 11 apostles,
那个时候呢，耶稣却选择花时间跟那十一个门徒们在一起。
And he told the others who resurrected, "You go and do the preaching outside. I just want to spend time with my own 11 apostles."
然后呢，耶稣。就是说我只想跟我的那十一个门徒们花时间在一起。
And at one point of time, there were 500 people and Jesus appeared to all 500, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 6.
在哥林多前书这里也记载到呢，有一次耶稣呢就跟500多位门徒们在一起。
The whole of Jerusalem were witnessed during the 40 days by Jesus and those great multitude of people who got up with them.
那四十天在耶路撒冷耶稣和他其他呢复活的圣徒们呢都是见证。
Peter's single sermon on the day of Pentecost brought 3,000 baptisms.
在五旬节，彼得一次的证道有3000个人悔改。
It was not just that one message, because Jesus did the bulk of the work before, and for 40 days, those risen saints did the preaching, and therefore this was the final message of the evangelistic series that lasted for 40 days.
那一次的悔改呢，并不是彼得一天的功夫，而是那四十天，耶稣和其他那些复活的圣徒们呢，在向大家宣讲这个信息。而彼得的那一次证道，就可以说是在一个布道会里面最后的一晚。
The book of Ezekiel and Isaiah contains some amazing prophecies that beautifully portray what happened that Sunday morning.
在以西结和耶利米书的预言里面呢，他们说出了奇妙的描述那一个星期日早上所发生的事。
In the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, we have the vision of the dry bones.
在以西结书37章就有到这个枯干骨头的这个比喻。
Now definitely it has a spiritual significance, but if you see literally, it got fulfilled as well.
这个预言呢虽然在属灵上有它的意义，可是在事实上就实体上它也应验了。
Look at this prophecy and compare it to what happened that Sunday morning.
你可以读读这个预言，然后比较在那个星期日早晨所发生的事。
Ezekiel 37 verse 12 onwards.
以西结37章12节。
Therefore prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God.
所以你要发预言对他们说，主耶和华如此说。
Behold, my people, I will open your graves.
我的民啊，我必开你们的坟墓。
And cause you to come out of your graves.
使你们从坟墓中出来。
And bring you into the land of Israel.
领你们进入以色列地。
And then it continues in verse 13.
13节。
And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
你们就知道我是耶和华。
When I have opened your graves, O my people,
我打开你们的坟墓
and brought you up out of your graves,
使你们从坟墓中出来。
And then in verse 14 it says,
在十四节又说
and shall put my spirit in you and ye shall live.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，你们就要活了。
You see, they were brought out of the graves when Jesus died, but they received life only after Jesus was risen.
当耶稣死的时候，他们已经从坟墓里面出，就已经坟墓被打开了。可是只有当耶稣复活了以后呢，他们才有了生命。
And I will place you in your own land.
我将你们安置在本地。
Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it.And perform it, saith the Lord.
你们就知道我耶和华如此说，也如此成就了。这是耶和华说的。
Your own land is the land of Israel.
安置在本地，本地就是以色列地。
It was Jerusalem, the holy city, the center of worship.
耶路撒冷就是圣城，这崇拜的中心。
What an amazing spoken word.Prophecy long ago and the fulfillment to the dot during the resurrection of Jesus.
这个在好久以前就已经写下的预言呢，就在那复活的早晨，每一句每一字都应验了。
In the prophetic book of Isaiah, the Lord Jesus talked about his wonderful resurrection and the people who would get up with him.
在以赛亚书这个预言里面呢，就说到这个美丽的复活的早晨。
Isaiah chapter 29 and verse 26 verse 19.
以赛亚书第二十六章第十九节这么说。
Thy dead men shall live.
死人要复活。
Together with my dead body shall they arise.
尸首要兴起。
Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust.
睡在尘埃的呀，要兴起歌唱。
For thy dew is as the dew of the herbs.
因你的甘露好像苔蔬上的甘露。
And the earth shall cast out the dead.
地也要交出死人来。
Who can reject such wonderful prophecies when it got fulfilled during Jesus' resurrection?
有谁能够拒绝，就是说这样子的一个预言是完完全全的被应验在耶稣复活的时候。
After 40 days of preaching and teaching by Jesus and those resurrected saints, We know that Jesus ascended to heaven.
在四十天的宣讲，就耶稣和他的圣徒们宣讲了之后呢，我们知道耶稣他们就升天了。
In the book of Acts, chapter 1, we know the story. Jesus took them to the Mount of Olives and he was speaking to his disciples and then he ascended in their presence.
我们知道在使徒行传第一章里面描述到耶稣带他们全都到橄榄山上去，然后耶稣就在那里升天了。
What about those dead saints who got up?
那死去的又复活的圣徒们呢？
Acts chapter 1 doesn't talk about them, but Ephesians chapter 4 talks about them.
虽然在使徒行传第一章没有记录到他们，可是在以弗所书的四章这里就说了。
When he ascended on high, he led a host of captives. So Jesus did not go all alone. He took all those people whom he resurrected, he took them to heaven.
在英文的圣经这掳掠的仇敌这一段话呢，就是说他带着他的那些俘虏呢，跟他一同回去。
What happened 2,000 years ago that Sunday morning will happen again towards the end of time when Jesus comes back.
在那星期日早晨所发生的事情呢，在耶稣再来的时候呢，要重新的发生。
That was just the first fruit. The big harvest is yet to come.
那不过是初熟的果子，还有更大的收成还在后面跟着。The
risen Christ and the resurrected saints who were the trophies of his victory are just a sample of what will happen finally.
耶稣和他那些一起复活的圣徒们呢，不过是他得胜的标志，还有更大的收成在背后跟着，而那一次的复活不过是个预尝而已。The
resurrection that took place that Sunday morning is called the first fruits.
在那个早晨，星期日早晨复活呢，When
there is a first fruit, there has to be an harvest.
被称为初熟的果子，因为有初熟的果子，就必有跟着来的收成。First
fruit is normally little, the harvest is plentiful.
初熟的果子不过是一小部分，后面来的收成才是最大的。The
first fruit is a foretaste of the mega harvest that will take place soon when Jesus comes.
这初熟的果子呢，不过是将要来的收成的一种预尝。
2,000 years ago, when Jesus died, he cried out with a loud voice, "It is finished."
在2,000年间，当耶稣死的时候，他大声的呼喊说，成了。
When he cried out, "It is finished," the rocks rent asunder by that mighty earthquake, and the graves were opened.
当他呼喊成了的时候，就发生了大地震，石头也崩裂了。
The same God who spoke on the cross, "It is finished," is going to say the same thing very shortly.
这同样的一位上帝，当他呼喊成了的同样的上帝呢，将来还要说出这同样的一句话。
And what happened when he said "It is finished" at the cross will happen again in a mega scale at the second coming of Jesus Christ.
当他在十字架上说成了的这同样的一句话，在耶稣复临的时候呢，他还要重复着同样的一句话。
Revelation chapter 16 verses 17, 18 and 20 captures this for us.
在启示录的记录中呢，就给我们这样描述这样的景象。
And there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done," or "It is finished."
2,000
years ago, the same God from the cross said, "It is finished." Now the same God from the throne says, "It is done."
这同样的一位上帝在2,000年前呢，在十字架上说成了。可是这次呢，他是从宝座中发出的这个声音，成了。
And there were voices and thunders and lightning and a great earthquake.
就有闪电、声音、雷轰、大地震。
There was a great earthquake 2,000 years ago when he said "It is finished," and there's going to be a greater earthquake when he says "It is done."
在2,000年前的那一次成了，就有了大地震，而在这将来的一次成了，也必然有大地震。
So mighty an earthquake and so great, every island fled away, and the mountains were not found.
自从地上有人以来，没有这样大、这样厉害的地震，各海岛都逃避了。
Every island, every mountain, it's going to be disturbed.
这种海岛和这种山都不见了。
Because God's people are buried everywhere all over the world.
因为上帝的子民呢，是在世界的各方各地。God
is going to crack open all the graves of his sainted sleepers.
因为呢，上帝要把所有他圣徒所睡去的那个坟墓呢，都震开。A
mighty earthquake and so great.
这样的地震是非常的大。That
the sea also is going to quake.
甚至是海呢，也要震动。
Because many of God's saints are there sleeping in the sea.
因为有许多的圣徒呢，他们在海里被埋葬。
The Bible says he will tell to the sea, give up my dead.
圣经说呢，上帝会叫海呢交出死去的人。
This mighty earthquake will throw the dead up.
而这个大地震呢，将会把他们都叫醒。
What happened 2,000 years ago when there was an earthquake will happen again at this mega earthquake.
在2000年前发生的地震呢，同样的情况要再次的发生。
That earthquake brought up the dead, and it made flat all those who were alive. They fell down.
而这次的地震呢，将会把那些死人都叫出来。
This final mega earthquake will bring out the dead and the living wicked will all collapse to the ground.
而这大地震呢，会使那些死去的圣徒们呢，都起来，而却把那些活着的恶人呢，祭死了。
The scripture says, "For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout."
圣经告诉我们呢，主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音。
And with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God.
有天使长的声音，又有上帝的号吹响。
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air.
而我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被取到云里。
And so we shall ever be with the Lord.
在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
You know, those people who got up that Sunday morning were glorified. They were ever with the Lord, and we shall also ever be with the Lord from this point onwards.
那些在星期日早晨复活的人，他们永远与耶稣同在了。那我们将来也必然要这样与耶稣同在。
In closing, I want to tell you a story.
在结束的时候，我要给大家说一个故事。
It's an allegory, a metaphorical story.
是一个寓言。
This is a conversation between death and grave.
这是死亡和坟墓的对话。
Death and grave are very good friends.
死亡和坟墓呢是好朋友。
They work together always.
他们常常的一起工作。
Because when somebody dies, they go to the grave.
因为人死了就到坟墓里去。
And death and grave had a discussion 2,000 years ago, and death told the grave, "If I get Jesus, will you keep him?"
在2000年前呢，这死亡呢就对坟墓说，如果我捉到了耶稣，那么你会拘留他吗？
And grave said, "If you get him, I'll surely keep him."
然后呢，坟墓呢就对死亡说，你要是捉得住他，我当然会拘留他。
And he said, "Are you sure?"
你肯定吗？
And grave brought out his biodata, his CV, and he said, "See my CV, successful in keeping everybody in the grave till now."
然后坟墓呢就拿出他的资格，你看看我的资格吧，我那些死去的人都在我的拘留之下，还没有逃出的。
He said, "I have 4,000 years of experience. If you're talking about experience."
如果你要说你要论我的资格经验的话，我四千年的经验。
And so it happened. It was Good Friday 2,000 years ago.
就两千年的那一个受难日。
And Jesus was hanging on the cross.
耶稣被挂在十字架上。
And finally, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Jesus died.
就下午三点钟的时候，耶稣断气了。
And death was very happy. He ran to the grave and he said, "Hey grave, I got him, man, I got him."
然后死亡呢就非常的高兴，顺利的跑到这坟墓的面前，跟他说，你看我成功了，我成功了。
And grave said, "What? In 6 hours he's already dead? I don't believe. He must just be having an anesthetic reaction."
然后呢，这个坟墓就对死亡说，是六个小时就死了吗？这是不可能的事。
I want you to confirm that he is really dead. And so they went to Pilate together, and Pilate sent a Roman soldier and had his side pierced, and blood and water gushed out, and it was confirmed that he was really dead.
然后他们就要确认耶稣真的死了，然后他们就跑到比拉多那里去，比拉多就派了罗马的兵丁去确认一下，然后把他的肋旁刺开，就有血和水流出来，他们说真的死了。
And death was flexing his muscle, he said, I got him.
这个死亡呢就很顺利的这么摇摇他的手背说我成功了。
But we know the truth, they didn't take his life, Jesus laid down his life.
当然我们知道真实的情况就是他们根本没有拿走耶稣的生命，而是耶稣自己舍去的。
And death told the grave, my job is over, friend. Your job is begun. All the best.
然后呢死亡就对坟墓说我已经完成任务了，现在轮到你了，祝你好运。
And grave told death, hey friend, I want your help. I came with you to Pilate's judgment hall, to Pilate's palace. Can you come with me again?
然后呢这个坟墓就对死亡说我现在需要你的帮助。
He said, sure.
你能不能跟我一起到比拉多那里
so, death and grave go to Pilate's palace.
然后呢这个死亡和坟墓就一起到了比拉多的这个屋子里。
And Pilate said, how come you're back again?
然后比拉多就问你们又回来了干什么
He said, we need one more help.
他们说我们需要一个帮忙。
We want a big stone with a Roman seal and a centurion with 100 soldiers guarding the tomb.
我们需要你盖个印在他的坟墓的那个大石头上，而且呢要派100个兵丁和百夫长来在看守这个坟墓。
Pilate said, "You need 100 soldiers for how long?"
比拉多就说你要100个兵来干什么呢
？They just said 3 days, Pilate. Only 3 days.
要多长的时间？他说三天就好了。
He said, "Only 3 days, okay."
三天吗？行。
And so Jesus was put in the tomb with a Roman seal and 100 soldiers guarding the tomb.
然后耶稣就被放到坟墓里面去了，而且有100个兵丁呢，就在那守着。
And death and grave went to the devil and said, "Hey, devil, we want."Full security from your side as well for the tomb.
然后死亡就跑到魔鬼那里去跟他说我们需要你的帮忙我们必须要100%的确认呢是安全的。
And the devil said, you don't need to tell me, I've already provided the security.
魔鬼就对他说你不用告诉我我已经派人去了。
So Friday evening, 6 o'clock, before 6 o'clock, Jesus is already put in the grave.
然后在星期五的傍晚呢在六点钟之前呢他耶稣已经被放到坟墓里去。
Friday night, 12 o'clock, death goes to the grave.
然后在半夜12点的时候呢死亡就去到坟墓那里。
And he cries aloud while he's coming near the grave, he said, Oh grave, is Jesus still there?
然后他就像这个就呼喊坟墓坟墓啊耶稣还在里面吗
?And he says, yes, he is there.
坟墓说是的是的还在里面。
So he goes back and Sabbath morning, 6 o'clock, death comes back to the grave again.
然后呢隔天早晨死亡又再来到了坟墓那里。
And he says, a grave, is Jesus still there?
他说坟墓啊耶稣还在里面吗
?And grave got a little irritated.
然后这个坟墓呢就有一点恼怒了。
He said, just 6 hours ago you came and you're coming back again?
六小时前你才来了一趟，现在又再
回来吗 ？With the same question, with the same question,
还问我同样的问题吗
？And he said, "Hey, please don't ask me that question. I'm really getting irritated. As long as you see the stone in its place, don't ask me the question. See and go back."
他说：“你看看，你来看就好了，不要问问题。你看看那个印还在那边呢，这石头上面还有呢，你就不用问也知道了。”
Saturday evening, 6 o'clock, when the sun is about to set, death goes to the grave again.
然后呢，太阳快要下山的时候呢，死亡又再去见坟墓。
He sees the stone in its place. He checks the Roman seal, and he goes back.
然后他就看见了石头上面的印，看看了以后，看那些兵丁了，然后就走了。
Saturday night, 12 o'clock, death goes to the grave again.
星期的晚上半夜，他还再去了一趟。
He sees everything in his place and he goes back.
一切都很安好，他又走了。
Sunday morning, 6 o'clock, death goes to the grave again.
然后星期天早晨六点，这死亡又再到坟墓去。
He can't believe he's looking with big eyes.
那他就睁大眼睛看，不能想象，不能相信他看见。
Something has gone wrong.
出了事了。
The stone is moved out.
石头已经滚开了。
The soldiers are missing. Jesus is not inside.
耶稣也不在里面了。
And death calls for the grave. Oh grave, where are you? Where are you?
死亡就呼喊说, 坟墓, 你在哪里?
No answer.
没有回答。
And death keeps running around to see where grave is.
死亡就转来转去的在找坟墓,
or to see where Jesus is.
要看看耶稣在哪里。
Finally, death sees that grave is hiding behind the big stone, shaking all over.
坟墓呢，他就躲在那大石头的后面。
And he taps him.
他就拍拍他。
He jumps up.
他跳起来。
He said, "What happened?"
他说出什么事了？
Said, "You know what?"
你知道吗？
Said what?
什么事？
He said, "After 3 o'clock in the morning, something happened in the sky."
凌晨3点钟的时候，天空出现了一些事。
Angel Gabriel came out of glory.
这天使加百列他就带着荣光下来了。
And there was a mighty earthquake.
发生了大地震。
And the angel came straight to this tomb.
这天使呢直接来到了这个坟墓。
And he said, "What about the Roman soldiers? Didn't they throw their spears at Gabriel?"
然后你想，那些兵丁呢就被摇醒了。
He said, "As soon as Gabriel was coming, they all fell down as dead men. He gave them general anesthesia."
就是说，在这个天使加百列来到了以后呢，他就把所有的兵丁都麻醉了。
And he said, "What about the big stone and the seal?"
然后呢，他把这个大石头呢也滚开了。
He said, "Gabriel used his little pinky and rolled the stone away."
加百列呢，就用他的小指头就把那个石头滚开了。And
as he rolled the stone away, he said, "Jesus was already standing at the door, at the entrance."
然后呢，当他这样做的时候，他就看见耶稣站在门口。
Majestic and royal, he was standing there.
带着君王的尊荣。
And as soon as Gabriel saw Jesus standing there, he bowed down to the ground and worshipped him.
加百列看见耶稣站在那里，他就俯伏在地的跪拜他。
And he said, "Jesus, the Son of God, your Father calls you out to walk out of the tomb."
加百列就说：“耶稣，你上帝的儿子啊，你的父呼唤你出来。”
And as soon as Jesus came out of the tomb, he said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
当耶稣走出坟墓的时候，他就说：“我就是复活和生命。”
And death asked the grave, "Okay, the Roman soldiers fed like dead men, but what about the evil angels, millions of them who were guarding the tomb?"
死亡呢就问这个坟墓，他说：“当然了，罗马兵丁顶不住了。可是那魔鬼的爪牙，他们去了哪？”
And grave told death, "As soon as Gabriel came, they all ran away."
然后死亡就对坟墓说：“啊，加百列一出现，他们就逃得无影无踪了。”
He said, "What about Lucifer, the chief?"
那路西弗呢？那元首怎么样？
He said, "What to say? For 3 days he did not come. He applied for sick leave."
他3天都请了病假了。
Because Lucifer knew there is no point standing there to guard the tomb because Jesus said, "No man taketh my life from me. I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up again."
因为路西弗他清楚的知道他。 根本没有人能够阻止耶稣出来，因为耶稣说：“我既然有权柄把病舍去，也必然有权柄拿回来。”
Grave told death.
坟墓就对死亡说
：“Jesus was looking for both of us."
耶稣还在找我们两个呢。
He said, "Why?"
找我们。
Said, "I don't know."
我不知道呀。
But when he did not find us,
可是他没有找到我们。
He stood there loudly and he spoke loudly, addressing both of us.
他站在那里呢，大声地说有关于我们呢。
He said, "What did he say?"
他说什么呢？
He said, "Oh death, where is thy sting? Oh grave, where is thy victory?"
他说死亡啊，你的权势在哪里呢？坟墓啊，你的毒钩啊，在哪里呢？
I praise God because Jesus conquered death and grave.
我要赞美上帝，因为上耶稣呢，他已经得胜了死亡和坟墓。
And Jesus said, "Because I live, you shall live also."
而且耶稣说，因为我活着，你们也要活着。Even
though we lay our loved ones in the dusty bed, the Son of God is going to come back, and there's going to be a mighty earthquake, and God's saints will come out.
就算我们把我们心爱的人放到坟墓里面去，他们休息了，可是我们知道有一天当耶稣复活，
Shouldn't we praise God for the power of his resurrection?
耶稣必然要使他们复活，我们不应该因为他复活的大能而赞美他吗？
Well, on my website, there are many presentations, PowerPoint, and some question answers, many of them. You can go through it. It is www.clearbibleanswers.org.
在我的网页里面有很多资料，有关于圣经的资料，就是在前面所写上的。
I have a prayer team as well. If you want to join the prayer team, you can give me your email and I'll include you in the prayer team.
而且呢，我们有个祷告小组，如果你愿意加入的话，你可以把你的电邮寄给我。
Thank you and God bless you.
谢谢各位，愿上帝赐福大家。
I've enjoyed being here and sharing God's word.
我在这里呢，非常很高兴能够跟大家分享上帝的话。
If we don't meet here again,I know my Lord is coming soon. We will meet in glory.
就算我们不在这里再见，我们知道我们的主快要回来了，我们必然要在荣耀的天上再见。
Pray for me and pray for my ministry as well as I pray for you.
就我会为你们祷告，也愿你们替我祷告。
Shall we kneel down and pray?
让我们一起来祷告。
Our holy and gracious God, we thank you for the power of your resurrection.
我们神圣恩典的上帝，我们感谢你复活的大能。
O Lord, we thank you for what Jesus has done for us.
我们感谢你耶稣为我们所做的一切。
We have this hope deep within our hearts.
我们有着盼望深深的住在我们心里。
And I pray that every person who has listened to all the messages would go back and share this truth that we know Jesus and we are growing in Him.
我祈祷每一个人能够把所听到的道理都回去跟其他的人分享。
Fill us with your Holy Spirit, O Lord.
求主您给我们您的圣灵。
Because without you, we can do nothing.
因为离了您，我们不能做什么。
And O Master, when you come in the clouds of heaven, remember all of us.
我们的救主，当你从天上降临的时候，求你纪念我们。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。